fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Morning, Amelia. How are you today?
I'm all right. I'm actually waiting for a washing machine to be delivered.
Oh, that's exciting. We love that. It also neatly segues into what we're going to talk about today, which is what,
it
Amelia?
It does. So I want to talk about delineations of homeware things. And this sounds quite weird, but so basically a few different things happened. One is that I had to buy a dishwasher. I mean, not a dishwasher, washing machine.
Okay.
And then also Celine of also Breakfast Contributor. We all just hang out.
It's true. We actually do.
Celine sent me a message being like, Amelia, the term whiteware only exists in New Zealand.
What? Does it?
Well, we'll get into this.
Okay.
And then I was talking to one of my other friends about it, the acclaimed author, Rebecca K. Riley. Let's hope she wins the Occam. And she was saying, oh, well, don't even get me started on flatware.
What is flatware?
Well, so I got really interested in this because, so you know, the other day when we were talking about Diogenes.
I do remember when we were talking about Diogenes in his little barrel.
Yes. Well, one of the things that Diogenes did that I don't think we mentioned was that, so at the Academy, they were all talking about what are the defining characteristics of a human being.
Okay.
And they decided it's a featherless biped. That's the thing that humans have that other animals don't.
Good band
name. The only thing that works that walks on 2 feet that isn't like a chicken, basically.
Okay.
And so Diogenes came in and he had plucked a chicken and he threw it amongst.
Oh my god!
Amongst the people at the Academy, and he said, "Ecce homo, behold the man."
Oh my god! Diogenes is just trolling everyone all the time.
Grumpy.
Yes, but basically, the problem of like taxonomy and classification of groups of things has been a problem as long as people have been worried about such, you know, not life or death situations.
I got you. So is this is our neat segue from Diogenes into whiteware.
Yes. So basically, whiteware is the term we use in New Zealand for things like fridges, dishwashers, washing machines, dryers.
Expensive stuff everywhere that you need in your flat.
Yeah, exactly. Everywhere else in the Anglophone world, they use the term white goods.
White goods.
White goods. And even in non-English speaking countries, they use, so I've managed to find that in Czech, Danish, Japanese, Brazilian, Portuguese, they all basically use a phrase that means white things.
Okay, right.
And this is like a very, I think this gets more weird as it goes on. Don't worry, I'm not just going to be like, and they just call them white things.
And that's the
but
story.
Some of them aren't white. So interestingly, white goods was a term that used to be used for linen.
Oh my goodness. The jumps that go on in some of these segments, Amelia, it's a handbrake turns at every stage.
And also in America, it can be used to refer to both. So since the 1970s, white goods has generally been used to refer to fridges, washing machines, etc. But sometimes it does mean linens, which are categorized under another group called soft goods, to be differentiated from hard goods, which is everything else.
Everything else. Except for linens.
Except for, linens and cushions and things. Okay. So we also have brown goods.
What's a brown good?
So that is like TVs and then subsequently like radios and computers, basically anything that was, so these categories basically come from how these things were clad in the post-war period.
I was going to ask, so we've got colours here, obviously, being a big theme going on. For example, brown goods, none of those things are brown anymore. Who's got a brown TV or a brown computer? Like, who?
Yeah, and so as more things get invented, they get, you know, modems, they're in brown goods, but they've never been wood paneled ever.
Never.
Never.
So the fact that all of these countries all around the world with different languages, different dialects, are using coloured terms, it's a post-war thing.
Yes, but then you also... So, I mean, the thing that I'm basically trying to get at is how arbitrary these things are.
Yeah, it's just like because, they put a ring around a bunch of stuff.
And so this is where we get to flatware, which I think is the really the most beautifully confusing one.
Yeah, so in, I've never even heard that before, I have to say, putting it out. Have you heard of flatware, Zoe?
No, never.
Flatware isn't news to me.
So in America, flatware refers to non-fancy cutlery excluding knives.
Why?
Hang on a second. Non-fancy cutlery excluding knives. First of all, I would like to say that is very specific. Second of all, why not knives? They're the only genuinely flat one of yes. all of those things.
Well, because knives in America are classified as cutlery because, like scissors, they're traditionally made by a cutler. Whereas in... like more British influenced territories, cutlery refers to the kind of the whole shebang. but outside of the US, flatware has come to refer to mostly like plates and bowls.
Oh my god.
And tableware generally.
I can see how you started at the top of this rabbit hole trying to buy your dishwasher and then ended up deep in the flatware lands. It feels very like flat earth theory kind of applied to kitchen implements. I will not lie to you.
I just think it's so fascinating because so like taxonomy is this thing that people really want to do.
So we what's taxonomy? Break it right down for us. What's taxonomy here?
It's just the idea of kind of sorting things into categories groups.
Yeah.
And so we're very familiar with it in the kind of the animal kingdom. We've got like levels of taxonomy, you know, you've got genus, you know, et cetera. You know, it's like a mammal, but it's also like a, you know,
something else.
A primate kind of thing.
I follow.
Right?
Yep. So we love to categorize.
We love to categorize. But the problem is that the closer in you get to it, the more you realize that nothing is really that much like anything else.
I see.
And so, like, in the animal kingdom, they've had these really interesting things happen, especially in the last decade where they've done genome sequencing, where they had to change whole taxonomies.
Wow.
Because previously they were like, these two animals look alike and live in similar habitats. Let's put them in the same category.
Is this how we get the chimpanzees monkey thing where they're not really the same? Or am I wrong about that? Maybe they are the same.
I mean, possibly, but that's not so much like the genome sequencing thing is on a pretty like high level. This
okay,
is more
I'll just
like
walk back my little reckons.
This is no, I mean, you're right. They're like they're similar, but they are different. But this is like where things are so similar that people were like they have to be related.
But now we
have a different kind of criteria for what counts as them being related. So it's no longer them looking alike.
Uh-huh.
It's them sharing genetic heritage. And suddenly it's like these two things that are both crabs are not related at all.
Okay.
They've never met. They're not second cousins. They could get married if they wanted. But they wouldn't be able to produce viable offspring because they have no genetic similarity.
Oh, my goodness.
And I it's just so wild to me that the same thing is happening on the level of stuff that you have to buy to eat dinner.
You're sort of like, oh, well, this is actually flatware, but not a knife. No.
No, this is cutlery. And you go and you talk to someone from a slightly different part of the world but who speaks the same language as you, and they're like, that's not cutlery, that's a fork.
Or
and you're like, what? And they're like, but it's not made by a cutler. And you're like, well, that's not important to me.
I just want the broad grouping. Someone's texted in saying that they would call like linens, etc., Manchester, which is something I remember my grandmother also calling
I've
it.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, Manchester is... I like Manchester because
yeah.
It has a kind of like an old world appeal. The kind of the goods versus wares thing is a very interesting and kind of like arbitrary distinction because they're both old English words that basically just mean, have always meant what they mean.
My word.
And it's just a kind of a trend. So usually stuff that has ware in it,
yep.
that's come through America because they're more into calling something ware.
I see. And then other things like Manchester, well, that one's kind of in the name, comes from probably the UK. We've had someone say in the 70s, everything was brown or orange. Where's the orange wear then? There's no orange wear out there. Or is there?
I've owned some orange wear, but I mean, I don't think you could go into Noel Leeming and be like, point me to your orange
it's your orange wear section.
And that's a terrible thing.
If you went into Noel Leeming in New Zealand and you said, point me to the flatware, would they know what you were talking about?
Do they sell flatware at Noel Leeming?
Oh, I don't know, but in this world where...
in the warehouse.
If you go to Bed Bath & Beyond... And
yeah, I think they would. I think they could point you to the flatware.
Okay. Flatware is news to me. I'm fascinated by it.
And it's fascinating because, yeah, in some places flatware is all kinds of cutlery, and in other places it excludes silverware.
Oh my God.
You've picked us a Belle and Sebastian song to round this nicely up here. What song are we listening to here, Amelia?
I thought we could listen to The Blues Are Still Blue because it's about hanging out at a laundromat.
And it's got colours in the name. Perfect. Yeah. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Good luck waiting for the old whiteware to arrive.
Oh, they're going to text me, I think.
Good luck on that one there. See you later, Amelia.
Bye.
Well, look at the kid from school. He's teaching mamas and papas how to be a little cool. He's changing fashion the way he dress. Attracted to old and the hoodies wear to Morty for the kid with the will to funk. He dances in secret, he's a part-time punk. Now she's getting off the plane. She wants to write a thesis on the population underprivileged. The kids fighting up the lane. The shoplifting, just drifting like the switchblade on the crossbar of this trouble. She's got the moves. She's taken an elementary class in kung fu. A lamp I'm washing in the laundrette. You can put some money on it. You can place a little bet that when I see my washing, the black will be gray and the white will be gray, but the blues are still blue. I'm crying out for my mom. If the malady don't go away, we're in a little trouble with the boss of the company. I'm a singer, a swinger, I'm a layabout, but laying on the dock in the lazy sun will never quite relegate me to the bum. I left my lady in the laundrette. You can put some money on it, you can place a little bet up when I see my lady. The black will be white and the white will be black, but the blues are still blue.
Just interrupting this Belle and Sebastian because we've got some good texts about haberdashery, which needs a clarification here, Amelia. What's a haberdashery?
I looked this up just to make sure I wasn't going to say wrong things on the radio. I am only familiar with the British meaning, which is like, you know, accessory items in sewing. So like, you know, like piping and buttons. And
yes.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. But apparently in North America, it refers to men's clothing and accessories.
Oh, my goodness.
But we also had a text about Manchester, right? Because that's it's called that because it was the industrial center of textile production, spinning jennies, etc.
Grizzy's texted in saying that she'd buy all her Manchester from Randall's on K Road. Randall's, darling.
Oh. R.I.P. Randall's.
You can put some money on it, you can place a little bet up when I see my lady. The black will be white and the white will be black, but the blues are still blue. I left my lady in a laundrette. You can put some money on it, you can place a little bet up when I see my lady. The black will be white and the white will be black, but the blues are still blue. Thank you.
What a great song. The T-Rex era of Belle and Sebastian. That is The Blues Are Still Blue.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.